يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم صدق الله العلي العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. بسیاری از شما و آحاد مردم کشورمان
as well as our people and Muslims all over the world in the month of Ramadan were blessed by the blessings of the Feast of God, the door to repentance and forgiveness, and beseeching God were all open. Refraining from eating and drinking and doing the supplications during the day gave us all a chance to be a guest to God's feast and the great blessings. Which gave us the opportunity to taste the blessings of this month and also strengthening our resolve and add to the virtues which we should save for ourselves in this world and for world hereafter. And I should say that today, Islamic Ummah, the Nation of Islam, needs this reservoir of faith more than any other time. There was a time that the Nation of Islam had no hope for a better future, and Islamic scholars and orators were mourning Islamic nation's defeat and helplessness. In recent 100 years, the situation can be studied, the situation in the world of Islam, and there were the elite and intellectuals, Muslim intellectuals, such as Sayyid Jamaluddin Asadabadi, who saw the terrible situation, Muslim situation, and they had mourned for the Islamic world. They witnessed the oppressors of the world who conquered the Islamic nations, and they manipulated the situation and they abused the situation to their own benefit and exploited Muslim countries and made the life more miserable for the Islamic nation. This is how Muslims were living. But today, it's a different situation. The dark clouds have gone away, have disappeared, and there is the silver lining in the horizon. Muslims all over the world, as nations or as minorities among majority in non-Muslim countries, are all hopeful for the future and they feel that they can move forward. The enemies of the Islamic Ummah, world arrogance, and the colonizers, and those who deceived Muslims by tempting them, and at the end created a dark life for Muslims, even though they were advanced in science, they had the world media at their disposal, they had the weaponry and all other possibilities. They were far more advanced than Muslim nations, but they had to back off and they felt disappointed and defeated once they faced the huge movement in the Islamic nation. This is the reality in the world of Islam these days. And if anyone doubts this and thinks otherwise, should know that he's wrong. He's denying the reality. The world of Islam has new horizons in front of him. The world arrogance and the arrogant powers of the world, the oppressors that think they control the world, are facing the awakening of the Muslims all over the world, and they feel that they are in a dead end. And this, in fact, was what God Almighty promised us. God Almighty had promised that the righteous will win at the end, and God's Ummah will win at the end. This is what God had promised us. These were the promises made by God. And with the help of God Almighty and with the efforts of Muslims, we see the results. We see the fruits of this movement. And we have a holy jihad, a holy war ahead of us. This holy war is euphemistically called war. It's more than just a physical war. It is a war against the unethical values. It is a war to build, to construct